get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and grannies, to the Sunday edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Ritz. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in British Columbia. I'm being broadcast from shakewaveradio.com. I'm also being simulcast on Twisty Toes Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today. Always a pleasure to have you. Our station will get money from anywhere but here. I say every week, please, if you can support the station in any way, shape, or form, even a cup of coffee a month, we would be appreciative of you. Every single bringing these programs to you. I would like to set the show up also. Thank you, my community, because I would end up forgetting at the end of the show. Thanks, Steve, for what you're doing. For coming to me every week.
Roger. Sorry there, Barry. I just realized I forgot to mute my microphone there, so probably heard everything.
I just wanted to tell you we've been doing this for so many years now that we just can't stop. Great information to bring to the table. Welcome back in, Roger. And what do you have in mind today, my friend?
Oh, gee, you said an hour. You didn't say 24 hours.
No, you said an hour, so let's prioritize it.
What's on my mind? What's on my mind is multiple things. Ukraine, Russia, Taiwan, China, Joe Biden, and the fact that you condemn their sit out on Sunday in the North and South Poland.
You didn't say
he's on the list, but it's not within the top. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction of the you live in Canada, of course you do.
I know, well, you want to be able to show up.
Which is why he's in the top. Yeah. And besides that, Joe Bob is about to be another huge distraction. What I talk about on the show so many times and what I constantly tell people is that door number two, door number three, door number four, they're all in the same theater and they all play in the same theater. Let's take this in a real quick summary of what we've seen. Okay, we saw vaccines come out, we saw mandates come out, we saw people start to push back. All of a sudden, door number one time shut, door number two opened up. What was door number two? That was Canadian firms. And everybody in the world was just in awe of, and I totally agree, with these freaking heroes. And it drew everybody's attention. And what weren't they thinking about? Vaccines. And then about the time that started to unwind, door number two closed, door number three opened up, and now we're looking at the Ukraine and Russia. And I'm going to tell you something, and we'll get into that a little bit deeper. This is a summary. That's about to close down pretty quick. I'm not saying in the next day or two, but over the next couple of weeks at the most, that'll start to shut down. And they're already prepping door number three. What's door number three? That is Taiwan and China. And once that fizzles, which it will fizzle, there's already door number four in the works. And this is what's going to surprise a whole lot of people, but you need to stop and do a little research. What is all over alternative media? What's even in the mainstream media? What's in the New York freaking Times? what is happening right now is people are going back and saying, oh, you know that Hunter Biden stuff? The laptop with the pornography on it and basically him and his dad selling America out to the Chinese and the Russians? Well, that was actually true. Why the hell would you be saying that about Joe Bob 2 years into his term when you are the paper, one of the newspapers and the mainstream media that said this is a bunch of lies, it's Russian disinformation, it never happened? So you're looking at door number four being prepared. And it will be right around November of this year when the Republicans in the United States take back over the House and the Senate. And in retribution for what they did to Trump or tried to do to Trump, they will impeach Joe Biden. And it will cause all kinds of havoc across the United States and amongst most of our allies as well.
It definitely so there's would my ruffle synopsis. A few feathers. It would ruffle a few feathers. I don't know if we'll get to the fall with the way that I see countries pulling away from the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency right now, Roger. I think that should be something of concern to everybody, wouldn't you say?
I would tell you it's not going to be a global issue. I will tell you that you are seeing it being used as a stick to intimidate Joe Bob. I will tell you that it will be – you may see some try it. It won't be all that successful. It's too well ingrained. And even if Saudi Arabia was to do this for Chinese money, go away from the petrodollar and go towards the China dollar, if they do that – the biggest markets on the planet just about is guess who? And the last thing they want to do is burn bridges. So they can talk a big talk, but walking the walk is going to be a whole lot tougher. Right now, Joe Bob flinches way too easily, and they know that. Joe Bob doesn't want to look bad on the world stage, and there's too many leaders out there who understand that he's a wimp, and they are doing everything they can to publicly intimidate him. And in some cases, it's actually working.
Well, he's not the biggest clown in the world, that's for sure. We got that guy up here with Biden doesn't got fancy socks, man. We got fancy socks up here, Roger.
I would tend to argue with that simply because, and I'm not saying America's bigger, badder, better, faster. What I'm saying is there is more influence from America across the planet than there is from Canada. Let's start it off with you guys have 1/10 of the population. Let's finish it up with the United States has the number one military still on the planet. And where does Canada rank in there? So, again, when you say Joe Bob, you're talking about somebody who not only influences 10 times the Canadian population, but either pisses off or makes laugh more enemies or allies than Canada can.
Canadian Army could take on Greenland and we'd lose, and they don't have a military, Roger. So.
That kind of
says it about our military, right? What a joke.
I wouldn't say it's a joke, but when Trudeau does things behind everybody's back, like inviting the Chinese military into Canada to train.
Yeah, it's just foreign relations, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, it's just foreign relations. having a hostile military force right above our border. Oh, but that's just foreign relations, Roger. Hush up now. Come on.
Yeah, you're a conspiracy think. You actually think our government would collude with China to undermine Canada, man? Come on. Jeez, you've been listening to too many of those crazy radio shows that people are talking about online, Roger.
You mean the ones I do?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I get notices on your shows now. I do. Warning me that this site, it says, what did it say? This site has been caught repeatedly sharing false information proceed with caution, I think was the word they used.
No, that's exactly right. And the thing of it is, the thing of it is, this is from their fact checkers who have been proved unequivocally to be the biggest liars on the planet. Wait a minute. These are the fact checkers that said, hold on, listen to me. These are the fact checkers that said Hunter Biden's laptop isn't real. It's all a lie. Yep. It's Russian propaganda. Those are the same people saying we're not telling the truth. Okay, I got
it. Well, you're definitely ruffling some feathers over there, Roger, because you got their attention. I've never seen that before on your post, but now it's there. So keep up the
it's
good
there for
work,
everybody.
I don't know if they're posting on mine yet. I haven't seen that kind of stuff. I know they've.
No. I mean everybody that sees our stuff. It's
yeah. Yeah. Well. It's there, and I got to cry. Congratulate you. You've made the big time, my friend. When do I get those notices? What am I doing wrong, Roger? Man, I put up stuff there all the time. But, I'm surprised that actually some of the stuff I put up here in the last week they haven't taken down. I wonder why sometimes, because I'm posting some pretty controversial stuff, and it seems to stay up there. But what they did take off my page was the Pfizer dumps. Those have disappeared.
I would tell you that if you want to get that tagged on everything you're doing, then what you need to do is invite me on every week instead of twice a month.
Well, I know.
Okay, hold on.
I'll take my chances.
Hold on. We were talking about military strength, okay? There is something that comes out once a year, okay? And it is called, and in 2022, it's the military strength ranking. And what it basically is the kill power of the military of each nation. And there's 142 they rate, because anybody below that basically doesn't have a military, or the military they have is something that would probably make the Boy Scouts laugh. Okay. Now, I would like you out of 142 nations, I would like you to guess where Canada sits. And it is actually in the 142. Where do you think it sits?
141?
23.
Okay. That's where they rate us.
Hold on.
I don't know how they do that.
They do that by a lot of things. They judge your amount of military vehicles, your state of preparedness, the amount of people you have on active service. I mean, it's very thorough. Canada is 23. The Ukraine is 22. And Taiwan is 21. And if you go all the way to the top, the United States is 1. Russia is 2. China is 3. Oh. So you guys are 23 out of 142 rated nations. I wouldn't say it's what you would call a totally ineffective military. It isn't. It's just run like by an idiot like ours is. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And if it continues, it'll be worse and worse and worse as time goes on. I mean, we're the only country in the world that goes by to use F-18s off another country when everybody else is getting rid of them. And what do? We go by Australia's use F-18s. I mean, come on, man.
I will tell you something, and this kind of led right into this. I would tell you that if you look right now, the biggest targets for vaccination across the planet are global militaries. Right now, if you take a look, almost everybody in the Chinese military has been vaccinated. If you take a look, 90% of all Russian military personnel have been vaccinated. If you take a look, 95% of all Ukrainians have been vaccinated. You know that Joe Bob basically told the American military, you will get vaccinated or else. And a lot of them have flipped the bird to him and walked away. So he's basically decimating what is still considered to be the number one military on the planet, but for how much longer? Canada is not in any better position than the United States or Ukraine or anywhere else. Why are they hitting the militaries so hard? Why are so much of the militaries of all of these consequential countries vaccinated? I'm going to tell you. If you're going to step in, okay, when the world goes into total chaos and you're going to take over the planet, the biggest thing standing in front of you are the militaries of sovereign nations. They will rise up against you and they will push back. But if you are smart enough to step in prior to that and ensure that a vast majority, if not a totality of these militaries have been vaccinated with something you know is going to be extremely detrimental to their health over the next couple of years, you are literally decimating the global military structure. Intentionally. This is what is happening. When the average is 90 to 95% of the militaries of every consequential country on the planet have been vaccinated, there is absolutely no reason for that. And any ruler of any country, knowing the damage and the decimation that can be caused by these vaccines, would absolutely tell their military, don't you dare go near that. When we need you healthy. Stay away from these vaccines. But how much are these leaders in lockstep with Klaus Schwab and the WEF and the Great Reset? How much are they in lockstep? Look at what they're doing to their own militaries.
Yeah. And it makes perfect sense that that was the end game, Roger. And it, you're absolutely correct. I was listening to one group of people there that were I wish I had the video up in front of me. I'm sure you're aware of it. Testimony from doctors inside the U.S. military on rises and disorders they're seeing in the U.S. military based on the fact, like you said, 90% of them have been vaccinated, but stuff like 1,000% increase in neurological disorders. The list is just absolutely mind-boggling. It's all happened. Well, it's just a coincidence, of course.
Wait a second.
This is just a natural progression of society, Roger, that all these disorders are all of a sudden are showing up, but nothing to do with the jab. Can't be anything to do with the jab. But the list was absolutely mind-boggling, my friend, and I know you're aware of it. Go ahead.
There are three whistleblowers who had access to the Department of Defense database.
Right.
What they have done is they have gone through the database, and this is not just military people. These are people all across the United States. And what they have found is the massive increase in stillbirths, the massive increase in cancer, the massive increase in autoimmune deficiencies, the massive increase. Look, there was a doctor in I think it was Italy, who told the world, he literally told the world, he said, after your first shot, and you've heard me say this, I know you have because I've said it on your show before. He told the world, he said, after your first shot, he said, your immune system takes a hit. After your second shot, it takes a bigger hit. After your third shot, you need to go and see a doctor, or you need to go to a hospital and be tested, and you're going to find out that you have AIDS. Now, he doesn't mean the type that's transmitted due to promiscuous sexual contact. What he's talking about is VAIDS, and VAIDS is vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And what this doctor was saying to the world is anybody who has had three or more shots from the COVID-19 vaccines will have VAIDS, which means going forward, it won't take much to kill them because their immune system is literally debunked. It's gone. Right. Now, this doctor just happened to die 2 weeks after he put this out. This doctor was a world-renowned doctor who had won a Nobel Prize in medicine.
Yeah. I read that report, Roger, and I also read the reports about what we just talked about here a second ago. And the one report that I read, I forget the name of the doctor, but there's multiple doctors speaking out against this right now. I had our immune system at about 25% efficiency after your booster shot. So after three shots, you're down to 25% of what your immune system should be in your body. And, of course, any kind of sickness is now going to kill people. And that, of course, would be a perfect scenario for them, wouldn't it?
Well, they could. Perfect. Nobody would blame it on COVID-19, and nobody would. Well, they could blame it on, but nobody would blame it on the vaccine, because people wouldn't be dying from the vaccine. They'd be dying from things that a normal immune system would have no problems fighting back against, like the yearly flu, like a cold, like pneumonia. There are people who die from pneumonia, but if you got 1 million people to get pneumonia and 15,000 die. Now we're talking about, if you got 1 million people to get pneumonia and they've all had 3 shots or more, you're going to see 950,000 of them die.
Yeah. Well, pneumonia is one of our biggest killers anyways, isn't it, Roger?
Pneumonia is big, and so's actually the flu. What most people don't understand is that the flu globally kills hundreds of thousands of people every year. And again, you're talking about 8 billion people. So when you say 100,000 people, we've been trained to believe, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. But 300,000 or 400,000 people globally out of 8 billion isn't even a drop in the bucket. It's like a wish for a drop in the bucket. But at the same time, people need to understand that without it, well, the reason a lot more people aren't dying is because they do have an immune system. And once you've gotten rid of the immune system, you're going to see people dropping dead all across the planet. And right. They will be absolutely right in stating that the vaccine didn't kill them. It didn't. Right. It just put them in a position where everything else could kill them.
And you'll see, of course, you'll see the elderly adversely affected by this. Anytime society, a flu comes into society, it's always the elders that die off. But that goes without saying. That's been going on for hundreds of years. The young survive and the elderly pass away. Well, there's nothing changed, folks. It's just a natural thing that happens, because people that are older, of course, are weaker immune systems and weaker bodies, and they got core mobility factors, and they've had things in their life that are affecting them now. As opposed to a young person. But it's always the elders that die off. Even with COVID here, we look at the numbers, Roger, and it's always between 75 and 85, a majority of the deaths. Go ahead.
The comorbidities right now are going to be the killers. And these are things that you've managed to live with, but they've been a problem for you for a very long time, like asthma. Okay, a lot of people have asthma, but they manage to live with it. Once your immune system is gone, okay, and it's not just your immune system. This is going to weaken your heart. This is going to be – look, there are coroners in the United States that – and there's videos on YouTube about this and BitChute. And what these coroners are finding when they do their when they prepare the bodies for burial, they go in, they drain all the blood out, the whole nine yards. These are things they have to do. And what they're finding out in a lot of these vaccinated people who have died are stringy clots that could be as long as a person's leg. They're flat out stating – they pushed the alarm bell. They're stating they've never seen anything like this before. And they're only seeing this in those who have been vaccinated. And what did they die from? A lot of these people died from, guess what? If you got a blood clot in your body that's 2 feet long, what the hell do you think killed them?
Absolutely, Roger. You know, one of the smoking guns we're seeing now is the reports that are coming out from insurance companies, because hide. No, I read a couple this week, Roger, and I forget the name of the company that was I read, but they're reporting. They have a kind of a scale for people dying every year and the age groups of those people, right? Well, I forget every age group that I looked at. They experienced, one of them, 64,000 excess deaths last year, right after the vaccination program started, as opposed to the years before. And I was looking and reading this and trying to study it, but what we're finding is they can't hide this data, and they're reporting an incredible increase in deaths that we're not hearing about on mainstream media in any shape or form.
Not only that, but these same insurance companies are really pushing this back. Most people need to consider. don't come to us for your life insurance after you die, because what you took was an experimental drug and you gave your consent. We didn't give you consent to use it, so don't come to us to collect. And this is what they're trying to push forward now. It's like all of these people dropping dead, their insurance is like, screw you, we ain't paying. So what you're going to end up with is insurance companies giving real numbers out at a higher and higher rate, to the point where the insurance companies, if they're not already, will soon be the enemy of those who are trying to kill us off.
Absolutely, Roger. Absolutely. That's exactly what's going to come, because it's just, you can't hide this data. And if people start to hear about this and they put it inside their little brains and roll it around, they'll all come to the same conclusion that they've been duped. That day is coming, buddy, and you're going to see anger in society like we've never seen before, ever.
It's already starting.
I see it. I know, I see it. You know how many people I talk to every day, Roger, now that are having vaccine regret? I talk to them all the time. People are going, oh, I understand once I've done this to my body, you can't get it out. Is that correct? I said, yeah, that's what I've read and I understand from doctors. So what, this is stuck in my body forever? Well, basically, that's the truth. I've heard a couple of people that have told me about natural remedies that are out there that do have an effect on it, Roger. But I think I'm correct in saying that once it's in your body, it's there forever. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I don't know if it's there forever. There are some pine needle things and some other things
that's what I've heard about, pine needle tea.
People are using, yes. And supposedly they will attack and flush the body of spike proteins. But, and again, it's not. Do you remember me saying about a year and a half on your show, and everybody, I got more feedback from this, and people were telling me I was nuts. I was telling everybody these vaccines were never to cure you from anything. They were to give you something. What were they to give you? They were to give you a spike protein. And let me tell you something else. I was constantly telling people that these spike proteins would change your DNA. So going forward, what was humanity going to look like and how long would it last? And everybody told me I was nuts. There's no way that these spike proteins could change human DNA, except that there was a study, a scientific peer-reviewed study that came out not too long ago that said as soon as you get the COVID-19 vaccine and it hits your liver immediately converts it to spike DNA. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I thought it couldn't happen. I thought it never happened. I thought that didn't do that. Another thing we've been lied to about. If you can change the DNA in a human body, it not only means that going forward, you have no clue how your body is going to react to anything anymore. It also means that when you and your wife have a little snuggly, and you end up with a baby, that baby has any changes or any damage that happened to your DNA is passed on to that child, and that child will, if the child lives, will pass it on to their children. So what we are looking at here is the possible restructuring of humanity. Gee, where have I heard that before?
Eugenics 2.0, Roger, is what we're looking at. And these plans have been in place for a long, long time, and here we are, full bore into it.
These plans have been in place for at least a generation, 20 years. And anybody who tells you that the animal trials were skipped over for these vaccinations to get them approved because it was an emergency, because the virus we were looking at made the death plague of, you know, the early 1900s, 1918, 1917, you know, the death plague that killed millions across the damn planet, the Spanish flu, things like that. They were telling us this would make that look like a walk in the park.
Boy, so did they terrify people.
We had, and which is absolutely not true at all, but What it did was it allowed them to get a vaccine approved for emergency use that had not gone through animal trials. I'm going to tell you that's a crock of crap. I'm going to tell you that these vaccines went through animal trials and human trials probably 5 to 10 years ago, maybe a little less in some cases, but definitely went through animal and human trials to prove that they were going to do exactly what they wanted them to do. And they know what they're going to do, which is exactly why they had to get approval not to show you the results of the animal trials by telling you they never did them. Want to bet they did?
I know they did, Roger. I know they did. Yeah. And any animal they tried it on, it died. So they knew they couldn't have that exposed to the public.
After massive structural changes to the body and the internal organs.
Exactly. But, you know, if that got out to the public, holy smokes, their whole charade would come crashing down. And the fact that they could bypass this was a charade like they have in society. I mean, I've looked at the numbers in Canada, Roger, and I say this to people all the time, that the number of deaths that we've experienced here in the last 2 years is par with everything else we've seen for the last 10 years in Canada. There's no major spikes right now, but now that the vaccination programs are in place, yeah, we're starting to see an increase in deaths all over the place in Canada. I know 4 people now, Roger, that have taken the booster and died. 4 people, 2 of them in Kelowna and 2 of them in Prince Rupert. The lady in Prince Rupert that died, found her on the floor of her kitchen at 6:30 in the morning, cold. They did an autopsy on her body and they found blood clots in her body. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now her family is infuriated, Roger, because they know the booster that Denise took killed her.
In the 1970s, and again, I've been talking about this on your show for almost 2 years. I told you this as well. Your audience should remember this. In the 1970s, the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off the market, never to be used on the public again because it caused 35 deaths. I'm going to tell you that globally, what you do know and what you don't know, you're looking at deaths in the tens of millions, probably approaching 50 million or more. That's not all of the damage also caused. I'm just talking about deaths. Where the hell did the conscience of humanity go when we would pull a vaccine off the market because 35 deaths were too many for humanity to suffer? Where the hell did those people go? Because 35 deaths, if the COVID-19 jabs were responsible globally with as many vaccinations as have been given for only 35 deaths, it would be the safest vaccine ever used on humanity. But it isn't.
Okay, Roger, I'm going to play the part of a complete dummy that's tuned into the show, never heard this before. He just heard you say that 50 million people died from this. He doesn't see any of this information on mainstream, nothing that's, that is ever exposed to him. Explain to him where you come up with those numbers, okay?
Oh, I said, what if? I can't prove that 50 million people have died. What I can, because I don't think 50 million people have died from the vaccine. What I think is at least 50 million people have died as a result of the vaccine, meaning myocarditis wasn't caused by the vaccine. Myocarditis was caused by a reaction from or as a result of having taken the vaccine. The vaccine itself didn't cause the death. In other words, if I shoot somebody, the bullet definitely killed them. Okay? But if you've got comorbidities, which most people do, and you don't even know it, comorbidities means there's actually something else in your body that's lurking in there, but it's not enough to take a death hold on you. It's not enough to keep you sick every day, but it's there. And once you take a vaccination, okay, that is a vaccine that results in the weakening of the immune system or causing blood clots or changing the DNA in the body, then the amount of things that can happen, even up to and including the exacerbation of the comorbidities you didn't even know you had, are now on the table. How many people have died in Israel, okay, after taking the vaccines? And no, a lot of them are not being listed as vaccine deaths, but they didn't die till after they took 2-3 vaccines. They didn't. Mm. And then all of a sudden they're dying. Listen to me. In the United States, listen to me, the amount of deaths, and this is what you're getting from the insurance people, the amount of deaths in people of working age, which is from 18 to 64, the amount of deaths since the issuance and the wide use of the vaccines has risen by 40%. That doesn't happen. Not even in the worst pandemic would you see a rise in deaths across 350 million people by 40%. It wouldn't happen, but it did. So where am I guessing that as maybe as many as 50 million people as a result of, not from or directly from the vaccines, but as a result of having taken the vaccines, have already died globally? I'm underestimating it.
Mm. So, of course, we're going to see that number spike like crazy this year when the reports come out again.
You're going to see hundreds of millions over the next 2 years. You maybe see over a billion over the next 5 years. And over the next 10 years, you may see 3 to 5 billion deaths on this planet as a result of the vaccines.
Safe and effective, Roger. Don't worry about it. Just get it. Don't question us. We know what we're doing. That's all you hear on mainstream. Go get it. It's safe and effective. How can we stop that rhetoric, man?
It's going to put a whole new meaning to getting lost in a crowd. It's going to be very hard to find a crowd.
You know, sad but true. It really is sad but true.
Yeah. And everybody keeps they kept telling me. They don't say it quite so much anymore. You're fear-mongering. You don't know that's going to happen. You're fear-mongering. Except that just like I was screaming bloody murder, that Joe Bob's laptop his son's laptop compromised him, and he never should be in the presidency of the United States. And now all of a sudden you've got the New York Times coming out and saying, well, you know what? That's actually true. Oh, my God. But I was fear-mongering. And then I said, you're going to see 20 to 30, maybe even 40 or 50% increase in active people. You're going to see an increase in deaths in active people in this country. And they're all going to be people who had the shot. Oh, my God. What did I find the other day? I found out that doctors are stating a 40% increase in working people's, age from 18 to 84, 40% increase in deaths after the issuance of the vaccine. So again, when am I fear-mongering? People need to stop and understand. Just because Roger talks a little bit louder, that's called emphasis. When my voice is raised like this, you need to listen. When I'm talking like this, I'm joking with Barry.
So, hey, wait a second, Ro. So maybe you think this might be the push to get Joe Bob out of there and put in the chosen one, Carmelia?
I think it's a big distraction. I think Joe Bob is a sacrificial lamb, and I don't think he was ever intended to finish his first term. But what we're seeing right now as a result of all of this information coming out, even like I said, the New York Times, which was one of the papers that said this never happened, it's all a lie. And now they're saying, well, you know what? We looked and yeah, it actually did. Okay. If you start to see those who were your staunch allies all of a sudden become your down low enemies, then you're the next sacrificial lamb. I told you, door number one, vaccines. Door number two, the motorcade up in Canada. Door number three, Ukraine. Door number four, Taiwan. Door number five, Joe Bob.
Oh, and door number six, now we got 36 million people locked down in China, apparently, from the massive new outbreak of COVID, Roger. Of course, you've heard that story, and boy, what I think that's all smoke and mirrors myself. What do you think?
Well, you've also got to understand that Jinping is losing control because people in his own party, people in the Communist Party over there, are starting to go, wait, what? You know, we really don't want to be doing this. This is hurting us way too bad. So the only mechanism he has for ultimate control is basically lockdowns, exacerbating COVID, whole nine yards. These give him even more power than what you would expect from a communist dictator. But look what's happening in Russia. Hold on a second, okay? It's happening in Russia too, because you've got generals in Russia going, what the hell are you doing in Ukraine? We ain't winning over there. We're looking stupid. The Ukrainians, I mean, you've got Russian military people, soldiers, okay? They don't get no gas to put in the tanks of their in the fuel tanks of their tanks or of their trucks, of their aerial vehicles. They literally are deserting tanks, trucks, missile launching platforms, and walking away from them into the woods because they're getting no gas. And what are they doing? They're knocking on the Ukrainians' doors and asking them for food because they ain't getting any food either. I got to tell you something. If you're going to attack and destroy a country, don't you think you'd make sure they had ammunition, gas, food, and things like this?
I'm almost done.
Sorry, Barry.
Go ahead. Keep going.
What you have is generals, Putin's generals, saying, what the hell are you doing? Putin has four generals under lockdown, home lockdown. Not only that, but one of those generals is the general of the Russian National Guard. He's on house lockdown, which means these people are literally under the gun. Not only that, Putin went on TV and told the entire nation the other day, actually the world, because everybody else saw it too, that there may be some problems in the government and there may have to be a shakedown. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. I got to ask you a question. What real difference is there between the Soviet Union and Putin's Russia right now? Because I don't see any. He's talking about going in, getting rid of politicians, locking them up, maybe shooting them, I don't know, getting rid of his generals. I mean, this is reality. This is why I'm telling you, Putin may be very eager at this point to deal with the president of Ukraine. He may be very eager. He may tell him, just do me a favor. Promise you won't join NATO and you'll stay neutral and we'll back out, because that will save face for Putin and probably his life. That's why I'm telling you the next door to open, probably very soon, is going to be China-Taiwan.
Interesting times we live in, Roger. Yeah, no, interesting times we live in.
Oh, you think?
so many possible scenarios of what could actually happen here in the next little while. We know that there could be a real situation with currency going forward. I hear real top-notch professionals talking about that all the time now, and they're trying to give a warning out to people that that it is a real possibility. Some people I've talked to, I have a great deal of respect for, And they're giving me lots of warnings about the possibility that's really happening in the very next short period of time. What do you think?
I think it's much, much worse than that. I think you're talking about one of the three cities. And this is something that I was going to get to real soon. What are the three C's? The three C's are what presents the biggest danger to the global elitists, those who wish to control this planet, 100% control this planet. What are the three C's? Cars, cash, and communication. What do I mean? With automobiles, people can go just about anywhere they want, whenever they want to go there. It's hard to control a population that has instant mobility. What's the next thing? Cash. With unobservable cash transactions, You can't control those transactions. And when you can't control those transactions, things will happen that are not in your favor or things that you don't wish to happen. And the last one is communication. Today, we have instant communication. 200 years ago, if I wanted to send a message to someone in Spain, I literally had to put it on a ship, wait 2 months for it to get there, wait 2 months for it to get back. So I had to wait 4 months. Nowadays, if I want to talk to somebody in Spain, I pick my phone up, I go beep, 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 bam, I'm talking to them. We're talking 3 to 5 seconds. So now you have the ability for all of those you wish to control to have ultimate and instant communication globally. They have the ability to make transactions, monetary transactions, that you can't control. And if they don't like where they're at because they don't like who you are, they can get in their car and go. So what are they doing? Listen to me. What are they doing? They're telling you we're going to get rid of all the fossil fuels. And you got to buy an electric vehicle. And for most people who may be of a threat to them, they can't afford them. They're not going to have them. The cash very soon, and this is an absolute must for them. That's part of the Great Reset, is to get rid of all cash. They will come to you and say, oh, you have 2 months or 30 days to turn in every bit of cash you have, after which point in time it'll no longer be worth anything.
Correct.
Once you have digital cash, they have total control over every transaction or the ability to observe every transaction. And the last one, communication, it won't be long if things don't go their way and we don't grab some control before, oh, guess what? The internet got hacked. You can't get on the internet anymore. And once you can't get on the internet, all alternative media, all truth ceases to exist. What are the three things the elites are focusing on right now? The three C's: cars, cash, and communication.
Of course. And you're correct, Roger. When if they get society to accept digital cash and that is brought into society, then we have lost all our freedoms. We will be under complete control of the government. They will be able to control every aspect of your life. They'll know when you go to the bathroom and how many pieces of toilet paper you use. That's where they're going with this. And I can see, we can see it all unraveling right now, Roger. The banks are starting to promote it. And, of course, the RFID chip will be a big part of that.
The biggest part of all this is will be what they allow you to know and not to know. It may very well be that it is in their interest to have you at some level, some cooperative level, meaning they're not going to show you how much they actually know about everything you're doing, but they're going to keep it so that they can nudge you in this direction, nudge you in that direction. Or if you become too big of an issue, they can literally slam you to the ground. But everything in between, they're going to honestly let you believe, programmed ignorance, gee, where have I heard that before, that you actually have some freedom, when in fact you don't.
Well, we see people, what I've noticed here in Canada, Roger, some of the more profound, outspoken people in our country have been viciously attacked, put in jail, basically political prisoners down in Canada. I'm a little guy still, so they haven't come after me, but I know that day is coming where they'll completely silence all opposing opinions. Well, and by the way, they have built, this is really cool, man, I love this. They have built now 5 voluntary self-isolation camps in Canada. We got pictures of them brought out by 2 of them. And you know what, Roger, if you put them side by side, a picture with a German concentration camp in the Second World War, you will literally fall off your chair, folks, but that's what they're doing in Canada. But we know, Roger, anytime a society flips, the first thing they're going to do is come after anybody that's speaking against the government, and those people will disappear. So there is no
FEMA camps all over the United States.
They're doing it here too, Roger.
But let's talk about that. Let's talk about you literally being held as a political prisoner because you don't agree with those in power. I will tell you that Antifa and BLM went through city after city in the United States, caused death, destruction, destroyed buildings, burned cities to the ground, the whole nine yards, and they were all let off scot-free as these being, I don't know, almost peaceful demonstrations. But yet, a couple hundred people walked through the Capitol building. They don't kill nobody. They don't hurt nobody. They don't destroy the Capitol building. They don't overthrow the government. But yet they've been locked up for how long now without representation? We have political prisoners in Washington, D.C. that is so far outside of the norm of what America is supposed to be. Everybody's looking at America and the December 6th, I mean, January 6th prisoners, and they're going, who the hell believes anything America says anymore? We have a class of political prisoners who literally hurt nobody.
And how long have they been locked up now, Roger? How long is that now they've been locked up? Long time. I know, Roger. I'm just, I know.
A year and 4 months?
Yeah. Without representation. Isn't that one of the founding fundamentals of your country?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
So where are the people calling this out, Roger?
There have been people calling it out, but we're being ignored. What most people in the world understand, except the Americans whose ignorance is so well programmed it's insane, is that Americans no longer control their government. The House of Representatives and the Senate, Congress, both of those make up what we call Congress. These are servants of the people. In the olden days, these people did this. They came from the farm. They spent 2, 4, 6 years in Congress. They went home and they ran their farm. Okay? And in between, they represented the voice of those who sent them there. Now, you take a look at a congressman. You take a look at a senator. They've been there 20, 30, 40 plus years. They get huge bucks. Nancy Pelosi's worth well over $100 million. She's a freaking senator. I mean, a congressman. Are you freaking kidding me? But yet, this is what we see. They no longer have any allegiance to you and me. They have owners who tell them, this is what you're going to do, and don't worry about reelection. We're going to make sure you get reelected. And people are saying right now, I can hear them all over. Everybody listening to this is saying, but what if the other person gets more votes? Let me explain something.
Doesn't matter.
The same voting machines that got Joe Biden in and lock Trump out, even though Trump got over 84 million votes, and this is provable. But then this is something else 2 or 3 years from now. They'll say, well, we found proof of it, but it's too late, okay? The same voting machines that were used to put the wrong guy in the White House are used for your congressman. They're used for your senator. They're used for your local state reps. Listen to me. They don't have to represent you anymore. They only have to please their masters. And in doing so, they get a lifelong career, a whole lot of money, and a guarantee they're going to be reelected.
Yeah, and they also got a ticket to the big party, Roger. And that's worth more than anything.
Well, they think they do.
They think they got a ticket to the big party. Well, you know what? It's a lot of them, some of them do, Roger, but you really got to be up the chain of command to get the ticket to the big party. There's very, very few people that will get there. And all the ones below them, they're just going to be used until their usage is no longer of use. And they're going to get stomped on just like you and me. They're just up the ladder a couple more rungs than you and me.
Period. I'm going to tell you what I believe to be true. And I cannot prove this, but I have been in technology my entire life. I worked for the military industrial complex, fixing things that go bang and things that find things that go bang. I'm going to tell you right now that when the Georgia Guidestones were made, like 35, 40 years ago, somewhere in that area, okay, when they were made, technology was not at the level it is today. And they say, and I'm paraphrasing here, not exactly word for word, but this is what it means, keep humanity under 500 million people in tune with nature. Okay, right. 500 million people back then may have been what was needed across the planet to run the planet for the masters. Today, with the technology, the robots, the artificial intelligence we have, that number would go from 5 million to 50 million. Out of 8 billion people, how many people who think they have a place at the dinner table are even going to have a hope and prayer of having a place at the freaking dinner table?
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying, Roger.
Very small group of people.
Well, exactly. But you can't tell them that. You know, they think they're doing, they think they're on the right side of history. And, you know, one of the things I got to make sure I do from now on when I start my shows, Roger, I always got to welcome in the agencies that are listening to us. Because you know and I know they got massive fusion centers in the United States of America. And every conversation on any social media now, anybody that's saying anything is being listened to. So welcome to the show, guys.
I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time. If you want to have that notice, This organization is known to put out false information on a regular basis. Are you sure you want to share from this? I'm telling you, if you want the privilege of having that every time somebody tries to share from you, just invite me on four times a month.
Well, you got Laura Lynn. You got Laura Lynn kicked off. So way to go, Roger.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to do more than I've already got enough on my plate.
I know, Roger.
Do enjoy coming in here twice a month and being able to froth at the mouth for your audience.
Well, you know what? My audience really appreciates the information you bring forward, Roger, and I always enjoy our conversations. We've been doing this too long now to ever stop, so let's just keep plunking along, and maybe we will really start to make a difference in people and their lives right now, because we really are up against the wall. And
does anybody ever give you feedback when I get on your show?
All the time, Roger, and I always
give feedback. Then we are making a difference.
We are. Last minute, Roger, what do you got to say before I let you out of here? We got about 2 minutes left.
What have I got to say in 2 minutes?
And where can people find you, of course? And feel the talk. So vote them all. 2 minutes. Go.
No, I got 2.5 minutes. I know.
Okay.
Listen to me. TLB Talk, what Barry just mentioned, is a social media platform that the Liberty Beacon Project, which I founded and direct, has set up. It exists only for the people. There is not one penny of corporate money in that organization, and there never will be. So if you don't help, if you don't pitch in $5 a month, which is what we ask people to do, then it won't be there forever. But if we have enough people that will throw $5 a month in the bucket, we will give you everything you need. We will give you the ability to do your live shows, live stream. We'll give you the ability to upload videos. We'll give you the ability that everybody else gives you. But what we won't give you is the eyeball on you constantly telling you what you can and can't say. We are true believers in the ability for you to exercise your First Amendment rights. We really are. Of course, you can't step outside of the bounds of legality. If you do that, we're going to kick you to the curb so fast you're going to think Spider-Man or Superman was on our side, which they probably are. The point here is this is, and it has to be, of, by, and for the people. Because as soon as you take corporate money, you have to take corporate orders. We will never take a corporate penny, which means it is the freest platform you will ever find. And if that's worth $3 to $5 a month for you, then you need to come and take a look. You need to come and help us build this community. That is part of the Liberty Beacon Project. We have 4 global news websites. We have a science website, and we have TLB Talk, which is a social media website. The flagship is thelibertybeacon.com. You will find a lot of up-to-date news there. Come and visit us. The one thing Barry has known about me for the last dozen years is I don't lie, I don't bullcrap, and I don't spread fear porn. If it's coming out of my mouth, you need to know it. And thanks for the platform again, Barry.
Always, Roger, and I look forward to our next conversation, but bye for now.
Bye.
Oof, I'm twitching. Are we off?
No, Steve, you're still on. You're still on.
Oh, okay.
He's twitching, everybody. Listen to him.
I'm twitching. Okay.
I told you we had more than 2 minutes.
Do you want me to take you off air?
I got to tell you something about Barry. Everybody listening, I got to tell you something about Barry.
Hold on, Roger. What'd you say, Steve?
Do you want me to take you off air?
Yes, sir. Please.
No.
We're done.
I want to say something about Barry first. I want to say something about Barry.
Okay, quick.
Everybody needs to understand this, okay? Barry has a heart as big as anybody you know. The reason he does this as often as he does it and for as long as he does this is because he truly cares about humanity. You want to know why I'm here twice a month, all the time, year after year? That's the reason. When you find somebody you can trust, somebody with empathy, hang on to them, please.
Thanks for the kind words, Roger. Talk to you in a couple weeks, bud.
Okay.
Okay. Now can we get off the air, Steve, for a couple of minutes? Because everybody knows I'm twitching.
No, you got to stay on for another hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, they're all laughing in the chat.
Okay, Barry.
I'm drinking coffee. I got to go away for a minute.
I'll do it, Barry. We'll be back in 5 minutes, everyone.
Okay, you can Roger could talk.